Podcasts are easy to create. Anyone can do it. And at the same time, there are still a few important aspects to consider in advance to make your podcast a success. And that's what this episode is all about. I tell you how you need to first think about what you are going to tell about yourself and who you are going to tell it to. Then I also talk about avatars. Yes, this sounds like a fantasy story, but it's all about building a strong empathy with your listeners. So stay tuned on the podcast about podcasting. My name is Christian Huber, but please just call me Christian. I enjoy podcasting and would like to share my experiences with you. You're listening to the Ultimate University course in Academic Podcasting, from theory to implementation. You want to be a content creator? You want to be an expert in audio recording and post-production for podcasts? Then this is the right place for you. You've decided to start a podcast and you want to get up and running right now. I have to stop you. Before you start, I think you should take your time and think about a few important things. First of all, what do you want to tell about yourself in the podcast? You have many hobbies, characteristics, many preferences, knowledge, skills, and competences. You don't want to share everything about yourself. Even the most successful social media influencers don't do that. Yes, even if they want you to believe that. Besides, this is beyond the scope of a podcast or even more of a podcast episode. First, decide which version of you you want to be in your podcast. I'm a son and a son-in-law, a father, grandfather, friend, lover, and husband. I'm a qualified architect and graphic designer. I'm passionate about baking with sourdough and cooking vegan. I'm committed to a sustainable future, love being in nature. I'm a lecturer, scientist, and course director at the University of Applied Science. I'm interested in new media like podcasts and e-learning and so much more. For a new podcast, I have to think carefully about what I want to tell people about me. So I have to choose. For my podcast, Echt Nachhaltig, for example, I choose to let my sustainable self speak. For other podcasts, I appear as a study director. Or here, in this podcast, as a lecturer, scientist, and e-learning enthusiast. I show different qualities, different versions of myself in each case. And that's important for you to focus and for your listeners to know what this is all about. Yes, and that leads us to the next question you need to answer. Who are your listeners and what do you want to tell them? To make your podcast interesting, you should also think about what you can contribute to help and support your listeners. What effects can you create? Where can you make a change, a transformation, or a positive impact? So you should first deal with four questions. First question, which version of yourself you want to present in your podcast or on your podcast episode? The second question you should deal with, who listens to you and is interested in your stories? And here is the third question, what do you have to say? What is your story? Last, but perhaps the most important aspect, what effect do you have? What can you help? And what can you change with your story in your podcast or in your podcast episode? Once you've done that and made up your mind, look deeper and more closely at your listeners. Good podcasters are empathetic with their listeners. While selling services and products, you've probably heard of customer personas or buyer avatars. Now I want to tell you how you can apply this knowledge to your own podcast. Even a podcast is somehow about selling, isn't it? It doesn't have to be a product or a service. A story that you tell about yourself also sells your point of view, your experience, your solution approach. In order to be successful, you need to be empathetic to your customers. Perhaps you have heard of user-oriented development. One method of doing this is to create an avatar, or in other words, a persona, of customers and listeners. As you develop your story, you'll probably keep asking yourself if the audience will be interested. At least you should, so you're not just bubbling away. But since you can't always ask the possible listeners out there in the wild world, you need someone help. And that can be your avatar persona. I would like to tell you a very personal story, but maybe you had something very similar. As a child, I had imagined a friend to whom I could tell and ask everything. I asked my avatar persona if I did it right, if I was good, and what they would have done in that situation. I had someone with whom I could question and evaluate everything. My questions were answered by the avatar persona, or should I try to say it in reality? I slipped into my virtual person and then answered my own questions from their point of view. Maybe for you it was even such a virtual friend and companion as it was for me. My avatar sat next to me at table, lay with me under the blanket, and I could discuss with my avatar everything I created. Of course, I also had real, living friends, but they were not available in all situations and they were not interested in everything. So I helped myself with my avatar friend and always made sure that what I was doing was right and much more. You find this very funny? You think I'm a nerd with a mental problem? Yes, maybe. But what I want to tell you is that you can also imagine an avatar persona. Take yourself back to your childhood days. As an adult, having an avatar persona is not so trendy anymore, and it seems very strange to you. But it does not have to. On the other hand, an avatar persona can be very helpful in the development of your product, of your service, of your podcast. Talk to your avatar persona like you did when you were a kid and talk to your virtual friend about everything so you could question and find the answer for your own decisions over and over again. Put yourself in your avatar persona's shoes to hear and evaluate your stories with their ears. The more accurate and real you make it, the easier it is for you. You can ask them if you're helping them with your story, if it's making them feel better. You can ask them if your story is too short, too long, too rambling, too confusing. You can ask them what else they are interested in and what you can tell them about yourself and others. So here are four steps to consider when creating an avatar persona. First of all, think of their needs and their goals. What your avatar persona want to accomplish and why your avatar persona want to accomplish it. What are their real goals? What forms their emotions? Please don't stay on the surface, but explore the needs behind. Create multiple avatar personas if you want to include different characters. The second aspect to consider is the frustration and pain points of your avatar persona. Describe their pain points and frustrations in as much detail as possible. Keep in mind that different avatar personas have different pain points, even if they have the same needs and goals. Understanding their frustration and their pain points means understanding their constraints, their obsessions, their motivations, or their pressure they have. Once you've done that, you can dive further and deeper into the avatar persona. Think about their biography. Bring their to life. Get more demographic data so that they matches to your typical audience as closely as possible. In many guides for personas and avatars, I think this is too much of a focus. Yes, these biography and demographic data are important so that you can better emphasize with them. Yes, give your avatar persona a first name so you can always address them personally, like a good friend and your best listener. But if you make the first 2 points, the needs and the pain points, only in passing, but instead think of a great name, create a biography with a super attractive picture, you have not recognized the real core and your avatar persona does not help you at all. Helping further is a good transition to the fourth point. For each need and for each goal, as well as for each related frustration and pain point, think about your solution approach, your support, what you can change. From the needs to the frustrations and pain points via a visualization and biography enriched with data to think about exactly what you can offer to make your avatar persona and, at the end, your real listeners feel better. And then you can start with your first story for your podcast. But please let your avatar persona sit next to you and support you. Ask them what they are interested in, what help they need from you, and whether your story will make them living better. Have you already started to think about your version in your story? And what does your avatar persona look like? Are they supporting you? Can you discuss your questions with them and put yourself in their shoes so that you can give yourself an answer back? For me, at least, this method usually helps quite a bit to be as empathetic as possible with my listeners, my clients, and my students.